morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, a couple weeks ago, kind of as the new year started, and that's been almost a couple weeks ago, I can't believe it, I talked about trends in food. Well, I thought, let's talk about trends in decorating and colors. You know, where do those trends come from? Well, if you watch any of the TV programs Fixer Upper, you know that shiplap is the humble wood, the go-to wood that adds warmth and texture to anywhere, ceilings, floors, walls, whatever, and a whole lot of her decorating style. And it kind of fits into some of the other predictions. But it's always interesting to me, where do the colors come from? And when we talk about trends in colors, it really is across everything we buy. If you go to kitchen stores, if you buy a car, if you buy new furniture, if you buy clothes, those color trends really are powerful in all of the consumer items. So it's a pretty big deal when whoever decides, and there are groups of designers that do make color forecasts, and they're part sociologists and part predictors, and they really look at what's been happening in the world, our culture around the world. They look at and think about what's been happening, for instance, in the movies. Movies have a big influence on what happens in the rest of our lives. And as an example, they show or they talk about The Force Awakens, you know, just out. And if we've had it here in Atlantic, and I'm sure around the area, Star Wars, The Force Awakens, the re-engineered and brighter colors, and also the Peanuts movie and the Disney's Inside Out. Now, that's not a movie. Remember, that was the one that talked about depicted emotions, and they were all very colorful. So those are some of the things that influence. And, you know, the folks who do these predictors are part of the designers who work for companies who make the paint, who make the fabric, who make all these. So it all kind of comes together. And we're the ones who, well, suffer if we don't like the decisions and if you're looking for a certain color and it's not the in color, or enjoy the changes. And that's one of the reasons, of course, that trends happen, is that we're just kind of human nature to think that we want something new. So if you are thinking about redecorating your home or purchasing, just maybe it's just a piece of furniture, you may want to take a look at what those colors are. And I have to tell you a personal experience that I was redecorating a room, and I chose the paint color first and then went to find a bedspread and the floor covering. Wrong way to go, because you can change paint colors now to whatever you want. So it's better to start with those major things that are in the market and then work toward the paint color. You want to think about it all together, but it's a better way to go, whether you're choosing the curtains or a piece of furniture or the floor covering. Choose those first and then go with the paint, because the people who make paint and our local folks who mix paint can make paint about any color you want. And color is kind of a sneaky in a way, because you think you know the color and then there are so many variations. For instance, gray. Gray is black and white, right? Well, it can look more blue, it can look more green, it can look warmer, more red in it. So gray is not just gray, it has lots of ways to go. So think about that ahead of time better than I did. So some of the combinations, you know, it's been pretty, in the past couple of years, really bright, big pieces of furniture, big parts of the rooms, really bright or really dark. And the predictors say that, well, that's probably going to change a bit, that we're going to go back to more neutrals, which was what we used to do, and use those really bright colors as accents. Black and white, though, is even bigger combination than it was in the past. And I know in a feature in a magazine I was looking at, in an older home, they painted basically all of the walls black, and then the other pieces in the room were white. I'm not sure that that's what I'd want to do, but, you know, it's whatever the person who's doing it would like and how often they get to change. For some of us, a decision like that lasts for years when it's a big money thing, not an accent piece, but our bigger pieces of furniture or floor covering. It's a pretty good size investment. So if you can't change it every year or every couple of years, you want to make sure that it's a color that you want to live with. Well, some of the things that are being predicted in terms of not just colors, but also just trends in decor, and they kind of give them names. So I kind of want to check through some of those with you, and they're kind of fun if you like this kind of thing. So daydreaming. This is a pastel theme of colors, and the decor is kind of light and weightless, and the key colors here are a light yellow, not a bright yellow, and some pastel blues and pinks, so we're kind of into the light one. Okay, another theme is at ease, and it is grayed down more with a more sophisticated feel than these pastel colors. So that's where a lot of the neutrals come in, but again, thinking about what are they going to be, cool neutrals or warm neutrals? Another one is native instincts. Style-wise, current and future forecasts point to a homogeneous mix of design and color, where a piece of Native American pottery is compatible with a Turkish carpet or a pre-Columbian artifact. And colors that suggested that's going to come with that is smoky orchid and a carmine red along with softer earth tones. That also reminds me that another person has said that we're going to have a big Nordic influence, and I think that fits with the native or the cultural kind of thing. And I find that really the Nordic influence, because that was one of the influences in food trends. And so the Nordic influence is simple, open space, well-designed furnitures, natural look, down-to-earth, hides, wood, cork, and it is a warm feeling. But there still could be some clay, some copper, some steel, but it's going to be warmed up with those neutral colors. Okay, moving on to another theme is floribundant. And just like its name applies, floribundant is filled with the sumptuous beauty of rich floral hues. So it includes pink yarrow. I love color names. Sometimes you have no clue what the color really is according to the name. But pink yarrow, at least we know that's pink. Chrysanthemum. Now, what color could that be? It could be rust. It could be yellow. It could be orange, whatever. Red dahlia and Baton Rouge, and varying shades of green, of course, with a floral theme. I would think you'd have to have some shades of green. Another one, and again, these names I think are just off the wall kind of thing. Forest bathing is another trend. This is a stress-reducing palette inspired by the Japanese practice of forest bathing. And studies have shown that a contemplative walk in the woods reconnects the individual with nature and elevates their mood. So the colors that go with this are several shades of green and blue-green and grape kiss and acid lime. Okay, we can guess what colors those grape kiss is. I would think a purple, but they're green grapes too. And acid lime, well, I'm thinking that's going to be a bright green. But we don't know for sure. It's whoever came up with this name had something in mind. Reminisce is another theme, a walk down memory lane. Traditional shades like maritime blue and sepia tint, like our sepia pictures, and rattan, and gives a sense of nostalgia and stability. But some olive, murky martini olive, and bird's egg green keep this palette fresh, feeling fresh. And again, I love these colors. And you're going, okay, you could guess what color that is. Raw materials. Both the reuse and repurposing of materials from nature and the health and wellness movement are represented in this palette. Pink is an unexpected pop of color, but more natural tones. So part of these themes, the designers say, are because of all the technology in our lives. People are looking for something in their homes that are a contrast to that, something that's warm and individual and cozy. So take a look at, if you're going to do some redecorating, take a look around, look through magazines, see what the trends are. Go to your local stores, see what's there before you start making some decisions. But whatever decisions you make, it can be fun or it can be frustrating. And color is the thing that's just out there. Whatever we'd like, we can do. So that's one of the fun things. And paint, you know, is not, it's probably one of the least expensive ways to decorate and not so hard to redo versus a big piece of furniture or flooring or even draperies. So paint is our friend, I think. And wallpaper, it has bits of wallpaper here and there, but wallpaper used to be the inexpensive way to go. No more. Wallpaper is expensive. So until next time, whatever you choose in decorating, be true to yourself.